From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Fallout continues from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's Friday phone call with Taiwan's leader Tsai Ing-wen. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi called it a petty trick by Taiwan and re-emphasized that the One China policy is the basis of Washington's relationship with Beijing. He says that it was just a small trick by Taiwan. It will not change the international bedrock of the One China policy. I think it will not change the One China policy that the U.S. government has adhered to for years. China said that it had lodged a solemn representation with Washington. Trump's call ended decades of silence between U.S. and Taiwanese leaders. Washington ended diplomatic relations with Taipei in 1979, but still sells the island billions of dollars in defensive and other supplies. China regards Taiwan as a renegade province. Hundreds of thousands of protesters gathered in Seoul Saturday to call for the ouster of President Park Geun-hye, marking the sixth straight week of demonstrations in the city. The protests started shortly after South Korea's National Assembly announced Friday a vote to impeach Park had been postponed until December 9th. The president has been embroiled in a multi-million dollar influence peddling scandal that has decimated her image as a strong and incorruptible leader. The scandal surrounding Park has led to huge protests that swallowed up a large portion of downtown Seoul the past six Saturdays. Police estimated the number of protesters Saturday to be around 320,000. Protest organizers put the number much higher at 1.7 million. This is VOA News.